but that's a through ball there, and plays onside rounds Ainsworth, and just going to slot that ball in. And on 13 minutes, Accrington now with their first real attack of the game take the lead.
Becky McEwen
with that goal, and well, it was their first attack, Paul. And McCarrick does well, gets the ball to Battle now, looking out towards this right hand side, is O'Gara on the ball. O'Gara's got support there from Fields, finds Fields, back to O'Gara on the right hand side. O'Gara now takes a touch, looking to beat a player. There's a lot to do there, and O'Gara, I think, has lost the possession for FC United, but Malpas wins it back. Malpas now crosses that ball in, doesn't get to Battle, but it gets to McCarrick on the edge of the box. McCarrick into the top corner, and Jess McCarrick there with an immediate riposte for FC United, and on 16 minutes it's one apiece, Paul.
Yeah, it was a cracking strike from McCarrick on the edge of the box. The ball broke loose, and she just rammed it into the top corner.
And now Accrington back on the attack now with their number 9. Shot's going to come in from distance. That's a fine strike there from Accrington's number 9. What's that, Paul? From about 30 yards out?
Yeah, it's a top corner. Terrific strike.
So with 19 minutes on the clock here, Accrington have taken the lead again. And it's
Helen Linsky
with that goal. And, well, it's one of the goals of the season we've seen. Here's Greenall now. Greenall plays the ball off there to Battle, who lays it off to Cara Fields. Infield shoots from distance. And Cara Fields, what a fine strike that was. And FC United with an equaliser and an immediate riposte in the second half. On 47 minutes, it's 2-2.
That's just what we needed. And that seems to be the end for the spectacular finishes. There's no doubt about that.
And a penalty for Accrington on 60 minutes. Well, score is 2-2. It's a penalty to Accrington. Their number 9 to take it, who's already scored this afternoon. Lines it up, shot comes in, and Ainsworth saves it. Who's going to that rebound though? Saved by Ainsworth. That is cracky goalkeeping.
A double save. She even got up and stopped the rebound. Terrific work.
Well, the score remains 2-2, and how important is that save going to be? 20 minutes left to play, 2-2 the score. Greenall infield, midway to FC United's half, finds Fields on the halfway line. Nice ball down the left hand side, finds Chambers on the left hand side of the box. Chambers, as she, no, she keeps the ball to the byline, she goes, plays the ball to the back post to Battle! And just like that, the score is 3-2 to FC United, Paul. Great tenacity there from Kirsty Chambers down the left hand side, and a great ball from Fields.
Well, they've been doing this act for years, even when they were kids, I think, and Chambers sets up Battle for yet another goal. It's amazing how many goals she sets up for Jess Battle.
And that's goal number for Jess Battle?
Well, in the season it's 22, I think.
And we're only in November. And Fields can bring the ball clear. Plays it to the halfway line to Battle. Cleared by Accrington. Back into the mix it goes, but Marsh gets the ball clear, and now there's a few players forward here. Battle helps the ball onto O'Keefe, who's onside. One on one's O'Keefe, she rounds the keeper. There's player support who can't get to that ball. And FC United, with 3 minutes left to play, O'Keefe there puts this game finally to bed, Paul. The 3 points heading back to the Republic of Mancunia.
I did wonder there when she got close to the keeper whether she was going to mess it up, but she just plugged it wide to the keeper and stuck it in with the right foot. So that's game, set, match.
Can we go off there now and just go for a cup of coffee? Is that alright? I'm a bit cold, mate, I'll be honest.
Final score.
We had a lovely time.
88 minutes, yeah, on the clock.
But we'll take the money and let the other guys have a go.